producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Good to do exactly that. 855-993-7569. Jacqueline, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hattie.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind, Cookie?
Okay, a couple questions regarding weddings. It's sort of the beginning of my friends all getting married right now, so I'm starting that season.
Okay.
I just have a couple, like, proper, like, gift etiquette questions that I don't answer for me because I don't know who to go to. But, so, if it's a close, so I understand that people, like, do a registry thing, and is that set up for, like, close friends, too, or is that just, like, relatives and, like, parents' friends?
I think it's set up really for everybody, the idea being that that way people will know exactly what the bride wants, or the bride and groom want. It doesn't mean that you necessarily, I mean, you can go there for ideas. You don't necessarily have to subscribe to it, but it's a way also for example, if somebody wanted to buy, let's say some silverware for the bride, or a silverware. Well, let's do a couple of things. It means that, first of all, she's not going to get five blenders, hopefully, because somebody will check and make sure that someone has already bought her a blender, or 14 toasters. It also means that if a group of you want to go together and buy something, that there may be something on that list that she really wants. For example, a china pattern or a silverware pattern or something of that sort. So I think you don't necessarily have to buy something on that list, but you can go see what she has in mind, if nothing else, because you'll know her taste a little bit more. And, for example, you'll know what color towel she wants for her bathroom. Room or things of that sort.
Okay, that makes sense. It just feels so impersonal as, like, a good friend to get silverware.
Well, I hear what you're saying. And one of the possibilities is to say to her, to the bride, listen, I would really love to get, or you don't even have to say something. If you wanted to get, what would please you to give her?
I actually wish I had an answer to that, because a couple of friends have been like, that's fine, what would you get? And I'm like, I don't know yet. But,
well, but maybe that's the place to start, is to go wonder, when's the wedding?
The end of January.
Okay. Well, you've certainly got the after Christmas sales. You've got, look, if it sounds to me that what you'd really like to do, and I'm with you, I'm sentimental, is to get something that's lasting, that she would never buy for herself, and that only good friends would really know that she wanted, for example. So it may be that I think a really lovely gift, which is to go and go to an antique store, or to go to yard sales or something like that sort, or flea markets, and find a gorgeous frame, a silver frame or something, and get a copy of the wedding announcement and then one of the pictures from the wedding. And that's one of those things that she'd have forever. Some of the things, I'm trying to remember what I got. I got married when dinosaurs still roamed the earth. I don't think I got any dinosaur teeth, but I got things that I didn't have a registry. Maybe I did. I mean, I must have, because I got some china. I picked out wildly expensive china, so I have like three plates and two dinner plates or something. And of course, that I would never use them, because if someone breaks them, they're worth more than the mortgage. But some of the things that I got that you'll never get again are like a silver tray, or a fancy, you know, something fancy and sentimental that you'd have forever.
Right.
So go and, I mean, because I think what you're saying is, I don't want to just go and buy her some sheets, even though she might like sheets, and a toaster's really nice. But I mean, I'm trying to remember what I've also bought people, things like ice cream makers, because those were very people that I knew loved ice cream, or pasta makers. Although you get a lot of those at yard sales, because I think everybody decided they wanted a pasta maker, and then everybody figured out after the first couple of times, it's almost as good. You can buy really good pasta in the grocery store, and it takes a lot less time, and it tastes just fine. So go and look for something sentimental that you would really like for her to have.
Okay.
And, I mean, even something like wedding goblets, you know, or wine goblets that are, have their initials on them. So, and they're... Yeah, something that's very personal that, that you know about her. Maybe they love martinis, for example. So going and getting a really cool Art Deco shaker or something. Something that, that
yes.
Something that reflects that you know how, you know, their lifestyle. If they're a great cook, of going and finding a great pot or pan or something of that sort that nobody else would know to get them, that they love fish, and you can go to, you know, Williams Sonoma and get one of the fish grills or something. Something that, that because you know her so well, you know this would be a really cool gift that she'll have forever and she'll love forever.
All right. That's helpful. Yeah, I just didn't know if it was okay to go off the registry. If she
absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And then, so, and I guess there's differing, I've heard differing advice, like, do you bring the gift to the wedding? Like, if I was going to do something like the wedding announcement and a photograph, like in a nice frame that you mentioned.
Yep.
I know that you technically have like a little bit of time after the wedding to
yep.
bring a gift.
In but theory, you have the first year.
Right.
Which some people just, go ahead.
What about the bridal shower? I heard that sometimes you bring the gift to the shower and then you don't bring a gift to the wedding.
Not usually. Usually, unfortunately, the sort of common zeitgeist on it, which is a little alarming, unless the bride says something different, is that you, two separate gifts.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of the reasons, yeah, exactly. It's one of the reasons why that you can't ever invite anybody to a shower that you don't invite to the wedding. And the only sort of alternative to that, which I've sort of made up, I'm not sure how much Emily Post or anybody else agrees with it, is if it's a destination wedding, I think that you showing up, your presence is different than the present because it's just such an expensive thing to do. But
right.
if it's not out of town wedding, basically if you're invited to the shower, you're expected to show up with a shower gift, which is quite often they have like lingerie showers or kitchenware or bathroomware or stuff like that. So it's usually a less expensive gift, but technically you're supposed to come up with two separate gifts.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is why it's such a pain in the neck.
It is a pain in the neck. Actually,
and it's an expensive pain in the neck.
There was a lingerie party one day, and then 2 days later, the bridal shower. So now it feels like there's like three gifts.
Yeah. I know.
A lot. Okay.
Well, the only thing you can remind yourself is at some point when you get married, hopefully you get married soon enough so that all these people still remember and still have enough money before their children come, and that's either giving you a gift or giving their kids braces. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. You really keep this up for me. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, have fun and just remind yourself that it's this. And the other thing, I mean, for example, if you wanted to do something that you're in the midst of pecuniary strangulation, one of the things you could do for, say, let's say a wedding gift or a shower gift, is give them that you'd host a dinner party for them for their best friends, and you'd come and clean the house and do the grocery shopping and cook for them, or even for them, you know, that they get one night during the first month of their marriage where you'll come over and make them dinner. So, I mean, there are ways of getting around it if it seems really expensive that are obviously very sentimental and very loving and not quite so expensive. And as far as I'm concerned, when you go over and make them dinner, you can make them lasagna or something. It doesn't have to be a standing rib roast with little diamond insets. So, I mean, figure out what make sense to you taking them on a... I mean, things like a hot air balloon ride or something, although that gets to be pretty pricey as well. Look, somebody, I was said in the first hour, I was at a party last night, and the bride and groom are getting married on Saturday, and they said, well, what's your advice? And I said, don't sleep together on your wedding night because you'll both be exhausted. You're allowed to cuddle, and don't have sex between now and the wedding. And go someplace. They said, where are you going on a honeymoon? They said, we're not going until next summer. I said, no, you need to go someplace. And I said,
yeah.
Take the subway to Coney Island, which is... $250 a shot, but you didn't say. I said, your wedding. You need to do something that's memorable, and I think it sounds to me as an invitee to the wedding, who's pretty close to, it sounds like the bride. You want to do something that's memorable, and it doesn't have to necessarily be expensive. But you're right when you're talking about a bridal shower, two bridal showers, and a wedding. You're talking about some serious bucks, unless you can figure out something like, as I said, hosting a party for them or buying them, fixing them dinner or something. All right. If you have any more questions, hang on. 855-99-DR-JOY. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ellen Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Well, there you go. I actually am invited to a breakfast with Bradley Cooper on Friday, but it's very early in the morning, and it's only an hour.
Lucky.
I don't know.
That sounds great, though.
It does?
Yeah, I'm a big Bradley Cooper fan.
I am, too. I'm going to go see him next week on Broadway in,
nice.
In Elephant Man. Yeah, I have to decide if it's worth getting up at that time of day. I don't know. Depends on the weather. That may be, you know, I have to, I'm not going to think about it yet. All right, here we go. I've got two kind of offbeat, off-Broadway productions that are both vaguely Christmas-y, but not really. They're not Radio City, and they're not Christmas Story, all right? The first is called A Christmas Memory, which I kind of liked. It's the Irish rep, which does... obviously work, or maybe not so obviously, work by Irish artists. And this is based on a Truman Capote short story with some serious chops in terms of they've turned it into a musical about a young boy who is dealing with his aunt and making a fruitcake with moonshine. So you can tell it's a little down home, set in Alabama in 1955 and 1933, and we have a younger and an older version of Buddy. I like this. I thought it's kind of low-key Christmas as opposed to all sorts of manger scenes and big fancy things. The problem is it's a little long. Should have been it's two acts and a little over 2 hours. It should have been 90 minutes. And unfortunately, while the cast is enormously talented, the young Buddy has a problem projecting, so you can't hear him half the time. He looks cute, he's not a bad actor, but you can't hear him. And that's a problem in a musical. It's a problem in anything. When they do duets or trios, it's wonderful. The songs are adorable. So I'm kind of mixed about it. I just think we need to get Buddy to kind of ramp it up a bit. But, I mean, he's a kid, and projection is probably one of those things you learn. But A Christmas Memory is worth your time and effort. And it's sweet, it's low-key, and sort of has sort of a Christmassy feel to it in a very low-key way. Mem and Chance is a 40-year-old production that is Swiss. And have you ever seen Mem and Chance?
I don't think so, no, huh?
You've probably seen part of what they do, which is there's no spoken word in it. It goes 90 minutes, about 85 minutes, actually. And they have, like, the huge, big, looks like a tube that's got striations on it.
Okay. So, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
you've probably seen some of the Mem and Chance icons, at least. This is four people. Two of them are people of a certain age, and nobody's young in it. And they're in black velvet the whole time, so you can't see them against the thing. And there's no sound. And the kids, I sat next to the world's rudest child. In fact, she wasn't even in my row. She kept bouncing around and talking, and I finally just said, shh. But most of the kids were much better behaved. There were some much younger kids than this one was who just weren't quite as needy for attention, who sat still. If you've never seen it, they have, like, these huge, big pillow people-like things that come off and seem like they're going to roll into the stage. This is, the group that first started throwing the ball into the stage or into the audience and playing ball. Yeah.
Okay.
If you've never seen it, it's an extraordinarily imaginative use of movement without voice. And... I mean, it's very hard to describe. If you want, it's touring nationally, which is why I mention it. Mem and Chance is MUMMENSCHANZ. And they're going to be all over. You can go. Let's see. I think they have a website. I think if you go to Mem and Chance, MemandChance.com, you can find out when they're coming to your city. And they do things like big paper bags that seem to be smiling at you. You've probably seen some of this stuff without actually knowing about it.
Right, right, sure.
They have essentially what looks like a clamshell with a tongue that sticks out of it. I mean, they're just you've probably seen the imagery without actually knowing what it was. But do find out when it's coming to your town. If you've got kids, I mean, this is one of those things that really, for adults, it's very witty, and you're thinking, how do they do this? For kids, it's just plain fun. Because there are all sorts of things that are moving and seem human-like that don't make any sounds and are clearly not human. They're shapes. I guess that's what it is. It's shapes and spatial connections without voice. But it's very theatrical. It's very imaginative. Some of the stuff you're going to think about, how did they come up with that? So if you're not sitting next to a rude kid who's driving you a little nuts, you'll probably have a better time than I did. So we've got some super big Broadway stuff coming up. Glenn Close is coming, and it's such a big deal that they're not letting us see it, even though I think it opens next week. But they're not letting us see it till January.
Wow.
So that tells you, yeah. Well, yeah, and this has been a year where a lot of very famous people have descended on Broadway, and to Broadway's acclaim as well. Oh, you know, one of the things we forgot to mention, which is about Cyber Monday. Do you know Cyber Monday did something like $2 billion worth of sales?
$3 billion, I think, wasn't it? Wasn't it
three? It's six for the 5 days. I thought it was two point something billion.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And it's actually up. You and I were talking before, it's up like 16 or 17% over last year. And you tell me any other business that was up 16 or 17%. So, and one of the brick and mortars, which they're now called stores, are trying to figure out how to get people into them. And they're saying that that the season is not over at all, but that it was a very successful, that the people who didn't go into stores did go online.
Right. Well, you can count me as one of those people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm doing more and more online stuff. My daughter is really sort of the one that got me kind of involved in that, to the extent that I've bought furniture online. And things like DSW make it really easy because they'll send it without any charge, and then they'll return it. You can return it without any charge.
A lot of these places, too, furniture and appliances and that sort of thing, they'll actually include the installation on a lot of these things too, where the, you know, even if it's just a couch or whatever, they'll come and actually put it into place for you. You know,
yeah, that's what happened with the stuff. And I bought this stuff basically out of a catalog a bunch of years ago, and was wildly pleased with it. And it was much less expensive than anything, even, and much higher quality. And they came over, and one of the things got a little bit bashed, and they came and I think in one case replaced it, and the other place fixed it. So. And this was a couple of years ago. I think the internet has gotten more and more reliable. So,
yeah, it's kind of one of those conundrums for me because I really, really like shopping online. But, you know, I'm also the type of person, I like to support my local community and that sort of thing. So I realize it takes away from that, but, man, is it nice. You know?
Well, I think the thing to do is to do a little bit of both, that you can shop with. Yeah. And a lot of small stores are getting an internet presence as well.
Definitely.
But you can do internet during the crazy time and then do the small stores, you know, when it's not so crazy.
Right.
There you go. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. All right, I'll tell you about today in history just because it's kind of cool. The neon lamp was invented in 1910.
Hey.
I didn't realize. Did you realize that's 104 years old?
No, I figured that was much
modern.
Yeah.
At the Paris Motor Show. It was developed by French physicist Georges Claude. I just saw an advertisement someplace for a class that you could take in neon sculpture, which
no
I thought
kidding.
Would be kind of fun.
Wow.
Yeah,
maybe
try to do that. Might try and do that. Concerto in F by George Gershwin had its world premiere at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
Gershwin played the piano himself. Practice.
Yeah.
How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
That's right.
I was actually at a new hotel across the street from Carnegie Hall that no one had ever noticed before. It was a fun
really?
Party.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
plunk, plunk, fizz, fizz. Alka-Seltzer was sold for the first time in 1931. I would have guessed it wasn't that old.
Me neither, yeah. A couple of these things now, I figured were much more recent than that.
Yeah, that's 80-some years old.
Yeah.
5 years
yeah.
old, 83.
Huh.
Paul Harvey began his national radio broadcast in 1950.
Good day.
64 years. All right, I have to tell you, I have two Paul Harvey stories to tell you. Number one, I actually broadcast out of a studio once in Chicago, and
cool.
he was the nicest man. And what he has,
so
he took me into his office.
So lucky.
Oh, he just a sweetie pie.
One of my heroes,
yeah. just one. Well, I actually have three stories to tell you. And he has the key to every city he's ever been in. So he has these display, mahogany display cases with all these keys, which is very cool. I don't even know if they give keys to the city anymore, but he had hundreds and hundreds.
Neat.
All right, so that's my first one. My second one was that I had a producer who had a girlfriend who started, Paul Harvey was a... you know, one of the bedrocks of ABC for years.
Yeah, absolutely.
The rest of the story.
Yep.
And so she was just right out of college as a radio major, journalism major, and they sent her over to edit, because he had a daily feature, but he would do them all at one time, or maybe 2 weeks at one time.
Right.
And so what she did, Paul Harvey spoke very, very, very slowly, which is exactly, you can tell I'm his love child, not so much.
Yeah, right.
So she apparently had not done her homework, did not know who Paul Harvey was, and so she went and she took all the pauses out.
Oh,
which
no.
meant that his 1 minute things were now like 28 seconds.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Needless to say, she got fired.
Yes.
So that's my second. My third Paul Harvey story was... which didn't start out as a Paul Harvey story. I was living in Boston and went out on our wedding anniversary to Anthony's Pier 4, which was considered the creme de la creme. We couldn't afford it, but it was our first anniversary, I think, and we were so excited. And they served, we had lobster, or as my daughter refers to it, widow lobsters. And they had clams with them. At that point, didn't like clams particularly, besides a huge portion. So I had a friend who's, I will not mention their name because I haven't checked this with them, but they were flying. They had an anniversary, I think, either just before or just after ours, and they were flying on TWA first class to Paris. So Anthony's Pier 4 is not very far from the airport. So I had this great idea. They were leaving like at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, whatever it was. And so I boxed up these clams from both of our dinners and went tearing over to the airport. And those were the days where we could actually go to the gate. And I said, look, I've got these friends, and paged them, didn't answer the page. I said, they're in first class. Can I just leave? And with a note saying, you know, from Joy, happy anniversary. End of story. Go home. For our anniversary, we then flew to New Mexico, which is where my in-laws lived. And my mother-in-law was a great fan of Paul Harvey, so she's got the radio thing on. And Paul Harvey, talking about the rest of the story, turns out that there is this bag that is on TWA flight, whatever it was, to Paris, that's in baggage claim that is smelling. It's stinking. And could somebody claim it? And what the light bulb went over on my head, it turns out they were not on TWA, they were on Pan Am. So it was the wrong plane and the wrong, and it was my clams. And so I called up, I actually did the research in New Mexico and found out how to get a hold of Paul Harvey and told him they were my clams and told him the story.
Nice.
So that's my Paul Harvey stories.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah, thank you, I do. How embarrassing is that? Okay, 1961, the Beatles met Brian Epstein for the first time at his record store in Liverpool. Pioneer 10 sent back the first close-up images of Jupiter in 1973.
Cool.
The first outer planetary probe had been launched from Cape Canaveral, which is now Cape Kennedy, on March 2nd, 1972. So it took a year almost for them to get a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
1987, President Reagan said there was a good chance of progress toward a treaty on long-range weapons with Gorbachev.
Yeah, big momentous event there that probably is unheralded, yeah. But.
Yeah. Toni Merton became the first woman to row across the Atlantic Ocean alone in 1999. It took her 81 days. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
To reach the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe from the Canary Islands.
Well, that would be scary.
81 days. Well, I just saw Unbroken, which has got a scene where somebody spent just about that by themselves on in the middle of the ocean.
Right, right. Wow.
All right, famous birthdays. This will either make you prove or disprove horoscopes, all right? Because all these people are born on the same day. Andy Williams, Jean-Luc Godard, the director, Ozzy Osbourne. Well, so far they're all, you know, they're all artists.
Yeah.
Daryl Hannah, Julianne Moore. So maybe there is something.
Oh, yeah. Very, very creative.
Yeah, all
out
of them.
The
or maybe that's all, yeah. Maybe that's all they. Maybe that's all they included. But I guess you have to be famous to be included.
I think
Harold Smith is not included. So, you know, because nobody knows who Harold Smith
is. Right.
Julianne Moore is that. Daryl Hannah and Julianne Moore are the same age.
Wow, no kidding. I didn't know that. I figured Moore was younger, but.
Both born in 1960.
Wow.
Which makes them both 54.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, Julianne Moore's having a great year. She's in Still Alice, which isn't out yet, she's going to be nominated for that. And she is also, she plays the president in Mockingjay. Let me tell you which will make her more money and get her more fame. But the nomination will come from Still Alice, I think. But and Daryl Hannah, I haven't seen her. She was in a tree, I think, the last time we knew about her.
Andy Williams was one of my favorites, too.
You know, who's the guy who does Hold'em?
Kenny Rogers, right?
Kenny Rogers, Kenny Rogers. He is one of the nicest guys. I've met
him
a couple times. Yeah,
really?
I've done TV with him for unbeknownst reason a couple times. He's exactly the same off stage that he is on.
Really? Really?
He's just, you know, and a lot of people are not. A lot of people are absolutely charming when they're on stage and a little bit gruff, and which is understandable. I mean, they're public people.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But he's just as charming off stage as he is as he was on. He's and fun.
So were you going to say Andy Williams was not that?
I don't know why the connection with Andy Williams.
Okay.
I can tell you a couple of people who were not, but I met Perry Como once, and he was wonderful.
Okay.
I met Julius LaRosa, who was adorable. I met Rosemary Clooney. All these are really nice people. The Smothers Brothers I knew and know. Let's see, who else? Carol Channing is one of my faves. You know, most of the people. Milton Berle was a sweetie pie.
Really? Well, that's
really,
not surprising, though. Yeah.
I'll tell you, my favorite Milton Berle story is I did, before everybody did internet chats, I actually did an internet chat for ABC when I had a book out. And,
really?
And I got the second highest number of people ever to respond, ever involved in the chat. Guess who got highest?
Berle.
Yeah, Milton Berle. Yeah. I said Mick Jagger. It was not. It was Milton Berle.
Oh, wow.
Milton Berle. I went to see him during Gay Pride Week at City Center, or Town Hall, and he had the largest audience because everybody embraced him as a cross-dresser.
Right.
And apparently, yes, he was a very, how do I say this gently, well-endowed human being.
Oh.
But he was a very nice human being. I've met him a couple times. And there were a couple of people I met who were not very nice, but he was very nice. All right. Apparently, if you live in California, you should be afraid, very afraid, because there is a drought that has sapped the supply of Christmas trees.
No.
This is my favorite story. All right. Americans, $2 billion into Cyber Monday. Got that. Hershey looks to swap corn syrup for sugar. Yeah, thanks. Richard III's DNA throws up an infidelity surprise that apparently his mother was his mother, but his father wasn't his father.
Oh, so the throne might not be
the House
with
of
the
Tudor.
Right family.
We
yeah.
have a problem.
Oh.
I said, Stephen Hawking warns artificial intelligence could end mankind. Stephen, get over it. Mediterranean diet keeps people genetically young, but my favorite is 100 brains are missing from the University of Texas. As a rice girl, I would say,
right?
How would they know? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, CASPER. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. I'm here to help you on whatever it is that's important to you. That Shane wasn't with us earlier in the week, so I thought what we would do is we had talked about the Janae Rice story, which I suspect will come up again on Friday when we talk with Mary, who did the documentary about women's rights, because I think that that's one of those things that's going to show up again. But I thought what we would do is chat about, because there were a couple that Shane had not heard and he was interested in doing. So let's go ahead and do those. Let's just finish that up today.
Yeah, so we asked people, do you have an experience involving domestic violence, whether it be yourself or someone you know? Share your thoughts. Margaret chimed in and she said, I was in an emotionally abusive relationship with an alcoholic for 3 years. At first he was nice, but then started making demands and threatening to leave quickly. She says, he said, quote, you can be replaced. And that was something she heard a lot. She says she, her two sons and her had to be rescued by the police and family. I was never good enough, thin enough, did enough around the house, etc. I started not taking care of myself. I had to walk the fine line between protecting my sons and pleasing my boyfriend. I was told that if I called the police, my boys and I were going to get kicked out with the clothes on our backs. After we left, he went back to crack and then ended up dying of a heart attack not long after that.
Well, let me say a couple things about this one.
Yep.
First of all, as you know, this is one of the reasons to not be involved living with somebody when you've got small kids. Mm-hmm. It's not only because one of my reasons is that they shouldn't have to deal with your sexuality at the same time they have to deal with their own.
Right.
But an additional issue is that the kids get attached and the abuser then has hostages. So it doesn't make any sense on like a bunch of different levels. Second of all, the part of the reason people, you know, scratch their heads and say, well, how could you stay with somebody like that? And she tells you the answer. It's economics.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's part of what we're going to be talking about on Friday as well. Of, you know, it's not about burning bras. It's about being able to be paid for the same amount of money for the same amount of work.
Yes. Yep.
Because without it, you're going to be dependent on somebody, and if you're dependent on somebody, they have the control. And when they have the control, that means that you're dependent on their goodwill, their charity, and that's a scary position to be in. It's not that men are not the problem, but they're not the solution either. And I think that if she'd won the lottery, I mean, I was on Discovery Health television for a while, and there were all these, this little pocket of young women who didn't have high school diplomas and had a bunch of kids who were getting the daylight speed out of them. And my question is, would you stay or would you go? I said, why are you there? And they said, well, I love him. And I said, if you won the lottery tomorrow, would you stay or would you go? And without exception.
Yeah.
So it's that one of the things that women really have to do is to be economically self-sufficient. And not only, and it's not because men are scary, it's because you need to be able to take care of yourself. Need is not a good long-term basis for a relationship. It also means that with the economy being unstable, with health issues, and I think that women should support themselves and their children and men should help raise children. And the only way to negotiate that deal with any kind of juice is for women to say, look, you know, I will help do the work of the financial support of the family, and you get to help raise the kids. And of the two, raising the kids is much more important. But it's hard to negotiate that unless, because the guy's going to say, look, I'm tired, I have to work all the time. And especially in an unclear and unstable economy, having both of you being able to work, both of you being able to take some time off if you need, both of you being able to pursue education so you can get better jobs, makes a lot of sense. So the problem is inherent in that explanation. Okay.
All right, and then the next one in was the last one we got. Suzanne says, I will not elaborate about my experiences, but I always find it interesting how intimate violence is. I believe that the dissonance between intimacy and cruelty is what drives people in domestic abuse situations to make absurd decisions about their state. I thought that was kind of, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I told the story. I was at the Wounded Warrior Rita Cosby birthday party a couple weeks ago. And as I said, I don't know if Geraldo remembered, I actually walked off his show at one point because he had me come to talk about something that's similar to this email, which is the line between pleasure and pain, which is a really interesting phenomenon. But the reason I walked off is because he had somebody who was doing dominance and bondage, and she was supposed to crawl on her knees with her hands in handcuffs and beg him, and I walked off. And I said, you know, the second major cause of death of women under the age of 40 is domestic violence, and in a country where that 25% of all women are beaten, I'm not going to play along with
yeah.
this. It's not
absolutely.
It's one thing to be considering adults, but to get that close to an edge that's really dangerous, I think is. And there was a police officer in the front row who stood up and applauded.
Nice, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but walking off someone's show is not the world's best career move. But, you know, I mean, there are things that you can accept, and you can say, well, you know, it's television or it's stupid or it's, you know, but then there are things that I think you have no business accepting. And one of the things to look at, I remember I ran into Regis, as I said, a couple nights ago, and I did his show, which I didn't walk off on, but I got in a fight with him. But I was almost getting in fights with Regis, of this woman who said, she said, well, you know, I just love him. And I said, look, I think, I can't remember if she had come back, but the story is that somebody who can't get enough of you, who checks on you every day when you first meet and wants to be with you all the time and sends you flowers all the time, we think, wow, that's really great. But that's controlling behavior. And what you want is, if something's too good to be true, it is. If something seems to you to be outside the norm, at least be willing to look at it, because everybody's fantastic in the beginning, because otherwise you wouldn't have a second date. But be careful of people who try to separate you off from your friends or your family, or who have to have all of your time.
Yep.
Because that really is the best possible indicator, the best indicator that this is somebody who needs to be in control. And when you stop being willing to be controlled, they're going to be upset about it, and that upset can quite often translate into yelling and screaming and depriving you of things and hitting you.
Isn't that what they used to refer to, and maybe they still use the term, but codependence, when they kind of have to take over somebody's...
Well, codependence, yeah, codependence doesn't necessarily involve violence, but codependence is you need, I provide, and
okay,
and so I mean the problem about codependence is, to a certain extent, it defines female behavior as, you know, that gee, you're hungry, I'll fix you something. The question is, to what extent is it going against your own sense of self and the rightness of the universe? We will talk more. 855-99 Dr. Joy and Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.